Lili Nishmas, Abba Mari, Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Simon Peites Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Aser lo lehisasek b'tzrochav olelech haderech ad sheyispal tefila shmona esrei. You can't be involved in your own needs until you daven shmona esrei. This is based on the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yadalad. And the Gemara says, do not get involved in your own personal business, chafotzav, before you daven. What is, because the pasuk says, tzedek lefanav yahalech v'yasem l'derech pa'amav. Tzedek, righteousness, will go before him, and then he will set his footsteps on the way. So Rashi explains to this means that first you daven. That's like being righteous in front of Hashem, a tzedek. And then you go on your way with your footsteps. So it's based on it's a Gemara and a pasuk that first you daven, and then get involved in your own needs. Okay. Now this means to something major, which is time consuming. The poskim say something very small, so it's mutter. For example, let's say to make your bed. So to make your bed, to straighten up the bed, that would be allowed before going to daven. Rav Shlomo Zalman says just throwing a laundry in would be allowed. It takes half a minute to throw a laundry in. He says to sort the laundry and divide it up, that's already a big asek. That would not be allowed. Taking out the garbage on the way to daven, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, would be okay. Anything short and small would be okay. But to get involved in real work, a person has business things he has to take care of for his job, to sit down for half an hour and start working, you're not allowed to do that before davening. Well, the postgame discuss, what about exercising? A person wants to take a jog in the morning. So if it's for pleasure, you enjoy a morning run, that's usher, that's a chafatzav. But if it's for health reasons and the way your schedule works, this is the best way to get a daily run in for health, and that's your intention for health purposes, then the poskim say that that's mutter. That idea of exercising in the morning is found in the Tshuvos Ruvos Ephraim, Chelek Hei, Simen Lamites. Another example is sometimes you ran out of something your kids need for breakfast before they go to school. So that's not your own personal needs. That's not business. That's your family's needs. That's also a mitzvah to take care of your family, Rav Shlomo Zalman says. So if you have to run to the store to get something quickly before davening and bring it home so your kids can have food for breakfast, which you didn't work out the night before, that would be allowed. That would be allowed as well. That's not called your own chafatzim. That's called chafzei shemayim. Now, the Shulchan Aruch also says not to travel baderech, like from city to city, before davening. The Ramah says, some are mekel, once you've said some of the brachos, before Baruch Shamar, but the Ramah concludes, v'tov l'hachmer v'zeh, it's better to be machmer. So you shouldn't go traveling before you daven. You have to go somewhere, you come back, you shouldn't do that. However, so if the purpose of the traveling is to be able to daven and then make it to work on time, so that's a shas adchak. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in the shas hadchak, it's allowed. The Mishnah Berurah says, ach kol zeh shelo b'shas hadchak. B'shas hadchak, for example, ein hashayar memtenes lo. Let's say you have no other way to get to work. Rav Neman Saul says, there's one bus a day that goes from your town to where you have to work. Or Rav Neman Saul has another example. You're traveling before davening, so you're not late to work. That's also a dvar mitzvah. Because you want to get to work on time and you don't want to steal from your boss. So if the purpose is to be able to daven and get to work on time, that's why you're traveling, the poskim say that's mutter. For example, some people live outside Manhattan, and if they daven in their local town and eat breakfast and then get in the car, they hit rush hour and it adds an hour to their trip. But if they drive earlier, before rush hour, and daven in the city, and then eat and then go to work, so it saves a whole hour from their day. So the post can say, if that's why you're traveling, in order to daven and save yourself an hour and a half in the day, that's a shas adchak. That's not called osek bitzrachov. That's a shas adchak. You're doing it to, to get everything to work out better, to daven and be on time for work. You don't want to steal from your boss either. So that would be that example would be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch continues, lo lecho v'lo lishto. So I should eat and drink before davening. But maim is mutter before davening. And also ochim and food that's refuah is mutter as well. It's usher to eat before davening. The Mishnah Berurah quotes for two reasons. One is, it says, lo sochu al adam, which means don't eat by the blood. So Chazal have a lot of pshatim. One of them is, don't eat before you daven for your own blood, before you daven for your own well-being. That's an asmachta. Oh. And the other pshat Chazal say is that the pasuk says, Osi hishlachta achrei gevecha. You have thrown me behind your back. What does that mean? That Hashem's complaining. First you eat, and that's gaiva, you're first, and then you daven to Hashem and you accept O Malchus Shemayim. First, you put Hashem second. Oh, so these are the two reasons why it's usher to eat and drink before davening. Water is mutter, because there's no gaiva. Water is such a small thing. There's no gaiva in drinking water. That's just a basic need a person has to give himself a little koach in the morning. So now the Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion about having tea and coffee. Some people want to have tea and coffee to have a little kavana in their davening, to get a little strength. He says, the minhag is lahakel. Some people have sugar with it, he says. He has a discussion whether sugar is gaiva or not, and he has a whole way of having the sugar. Don't put the sugar into the tea and the coffee, but put the sugar in your teeth and sip the tea through your teeth with the sugar there. Oh. So the poskim say that nowadays, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and many others say that nowadays, we have tea and coffee, and we add milk and sugar to the tea and the coffee, because people need it for to have basic concentration, and it's not called gaiva. Since it's become such the norm to have tea and coffee with milk, with a little sugar, that's the norm, that's not called gaiva, doing something special for yourself before you daven to Hashem. And the poskim say that that's mutter, to have tea or coffee with milk, with sugar, before davening. Well, now, if you're just having these drinks before davening, you don't need to say Birchas Torah first or Shema first. That's the Mishnah Berurah mentions regarding eating, which we'll get to, Bezrat Hashem, not regarding drinking. But there is one idea. The Mishnah Berurah says here in Kaf Beis, he says, you shouldn't gather together and drink in a group. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't, Kodem Atzvila, you shouldn't drink ba'asifas chaverim, gathering in a group. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that one of the reasons is you drink with others, it becomes a big deal, and lefamim alidei ribui sicha lavar alidei zeh gam zman kriyashma alitfil, you'll miss zman tefila, zman kriyashma. You don't have a whole big thing before davening. If a person needs a cup of coffee, you have a cup of coffee before davening, a little tea with sugar, but it shouldn't be done together with other people. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, ochim umashkim refuah mutter. If you're eating for refuah, taking medicine, taking vitamins before davening, a person has to eat a little with one of his medicines before davening, that's mutter. That's not for gaiva. The Mishnah Berurah says, eino osim mishum gaiva el refuah. You're doing it for refuah. That's not called gaiva. And in that case, it's mutter. Oh. But here the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're eating before davening for refuah, it's better to say the parsha of Kriyat Shema. It's in the Ber Halacha. Tefilu mishamuchach recho l'refuah kodem atzvila, yikra al kol panim Kriyat Shema kodem, to try to say Kriyat Shema, to say Kriyat Shema first. And Rav Nevin Sal adds on that once you're saying Kriyat Shema first, it's really preferable to say Birchas HaTorah first, because we learned already that if you're saying psukim for tzvila, it's better to say Birchas HaTorah first. So if a person has to eat before davening, for some reason for refuah, and it's mutter, so we should say Birchas HaTorah and say Kriyat Shema, and then he can eat. Well, that's Sif Gimel. Okay, Sif Dalet. Hatzamei v'haroi v'harim b'chal acholim. If you're particularly weak or hungry, then it's like you're sick. Im yesh bo yuchol l'sachavin, daito yispalo. if you can't have kavana because you're feeling so particularly weak, so then you can eat before you daven. It's like somebody who's sick. Oh. So here again, the Mishnah Berurah says that you would say Shema first, and because you're saying Shema, the other poskim add on, you would say Berachas HaTorah first. That if a person needs to eat for that reason, say Berachas HaTorah and Shema, and then eat. This is in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan and Kaf Beis. If a person has Chalishas Halev, you have a weak heart, and you need to eat a little for refuah, so it's mutter to eat before davening for that reason. Give yourself enough strength, because you're a chola. But you say Shema first, and we added on to say Berachas HaTorah first as well. So what's the classic case where it's usher to eat? Well, stam eating is usher. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you're having tea. And you don't like having tea on an empty stomach. So you want to have a piece of cake too with your tea. So that's usher. He says, somebody who wants to have some cake, be'es hashtia, kidei lo lishtos hate aliba derekana, on an empty stomach. Ein shum sa'ad l'hokel b'zeh, kodem ha'tfila. So that's usher. Okay. So a person who's ill, a person who's elderly, so they're allowed to eat a breakfast before davening. They're using a tav koach. Oh. Similarly, if somebody's extremely weak or extremely hungry, and eating helps them have kavana, that would be mutter. Okay. But again, in a normal, regular, healthy person, you shouldn't be eating before davening. Period. A cup of tea, a cup of coffee, even with milk and sugar, we're mekulon. Now, regarding someone who's weak and needs to eat to have kavana for davening, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's better to daven b'yichidus than to eat before davening. So therefore, if a person has enough koach to daven with kavana at home, so then he should daven first and eat afterwards. If he shouldn't eat first and then go to shul to daven b'tzibur. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's chiddush. He says, and after you daven home, you should try to go to shul afterwards to hear Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. But again, the Mishnah Berurah holds that davening b'yichidus, davening before eating, overrides tefillah b'tzibur. So if you have a choice of davening first and eating afterwards at home, or eating and then going to shul to daven b'tzibur, so it's better to daven at home and then eat. If you're so weak that you just can't daven without eating, all right, so then with kavanah, so then you eat first. And once you eat, you might be strong enough to go to shul for the minyan anyway. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has a big chiddush in Sif Katan Yutes. And he says, V'afilu kodem mincha umayriv imigiyaz manam dinim kimo kodem shachris. That the halachos of not getting involved in your own personal needs or to go on a trip also applies before the zman of before davening mincha and mariv. Now, the minhug is lahakil on this. That's the minhug. So, the postgame discussed, like, why is the minhug to be makil? Because, you know, some of the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the earlier postgame. So, in the Halicho Shlomo, Perek Beis, Sifir Aleph, Rav Shlomo Zalman says as follows. He says, that which we're makil, we go to the Beis HaMerchah, it's an Erev Shabbos, that's Zman Mincha, we take a shower, and often we're Yotzei L'derech. He says as follows, Somchin, we rely on the fact that Isser Zeh is like any deen of Kedima. That means when you want to do both things, then davening comes first. But if Ein B'day Tol Ispal Atab, you're not davening now. Now is not the time. You have a set minyan later. Maybe you want to daven Davka Mincha Katana or Bitzibur later, or it's with more Yishuv Adas. In the middle of the day, it's hard to, you know, it doesn't fit. You have a normal Zman at the end of the day where you daven Mincha. Then, since right now you're not omeid to daven, then efshar deshaper shari latzeis laderuk v'lusaseich bitzrochav lifnei tefilaso ve'alzeh samchu lahakel. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's chiddush. Oh. Now, obviously, you can rely on this more if you have a minyan you daven at every day at a set time every day in a certain minyan every day. So that l'chore is the basis for the minug, that or somech l'hakel not to be as makpid by mincha mariv as we are by Shachris. But certainly, if there's a amount of mincha, you shouldn't get involved in something which takes a long time. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what if you're getting involved in preparing a contract? Preparing a contract is like Tchilas Adin. That's a big deal. It might be a nimshach. So let's say if it's the Zman Mincha, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, don't get involved in preparing a contract, because that's something which naturally takes a long time. It could often take a long time. Oh, okay, we'll stop here.